Good morning, and I would like to thank you all for joining us in another of our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series. I'm John Newkirk. I'm an extension economist and director of the WSU Western Center for Risk Management Education, and I'm operating from Grand Junction, Colorado today. It's a great thing about this distance technology. Just about anywhere you can get a good wireless connection, you can be ready to go. And joined with us here is our advisory committee for our Western Center, sitting in on this today, and we're having a great meeting. So our webinar series, as those of you who have been with us before know, it's designed to provide information to help producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. And there's no apparent sense on the horizon that it's getting any less challenge. And this morning, it's the final in our marketing series, where we're going to cover some analysis tools and or procedures that are available and talk very specifically, kind of a wrap-up in what's happened before. We have two great presenters today, and there will be an opportunity for questions of them after each presentation, and if you have a question, please enter it in the little chat panel over there to the left of the screen, and we will see that those questions, as long as there's time, are given to the presenters. Again, so if you have questions that you want to give to the presenters, enter them in the chat box at the left. Also, if you're having some kind of a technical difficulty, enter it there. We have several members of our team that are operating behind the scenes. They'll get back to you directly. And for the most part, we've been able to solve most of the problems, which have mostly been simply audio. Sometimes have been able to solve those. Oftentimes it has to do with bandwidth on the internet connection that you have. So today's speakers are Don Thilmany from Colorado State University, an extension professor of agribusiness and agribusiness. She's an agribusiness extension economist. I'll say just a bit more about Don in a minute. And Raleigh Curtis, who is with the Mid-Columbia Producers out of Morrill, Oregon. We're really pleased to have both Don and Raleigh, who have committed their time to come and be with us today. We, again, a plug to our Ag in Uncertain Times webpage. And at the end of the webinar today, we'll have a file that you can easily download to your computer that has all of these web addresses. But all of our past webinars are there. They're recorded. They're available for viewing, as well as all of the slides presentations of each of the presenters. And there are a number of excellent presentations that are useful. Also, you might want to incorporate them in a meeting with producers or a 20-minute segment, because there is really, our presenters have invested a lot and put together some excellent presentations. And what's next in our series? We're back again on October the 7th, and our whole series is about working with farm families in times of uncertainty. And again, another excellent set of presenters for that series that starts on October the 7th. We have polling questions, which we'd like you to fill out. Some of them are repeats from before. Please do them again. It's really very simple. Just bring your cursor over and click on the answer that fits for you. This one is the question in the county that you're located in. If for some reason this polling pod, you can't see the bottom of it, I'm told by our technical team it probably has to do with the resolution at which you have your computer set. Please vote quickly, and we'll move through these so that we can get to the essence of our program this morning, which is the presentations of our presenters. How many individuals are participating at your location? This has some Merritt, I happen to know here in Grand Junction, not in the room that I'm in, but where our advisory county council is meeting, there's another 11 or 12 people there. And in other webinars in the past, we've had this projected to as many as 50 people in a room. So it helps us get some sense and understanding about the nature of our audience. Is really does help us think about our future series, which is going to run on through December. And if there's sufficient demand and follow-up on some of these, the team is more willing to work with any of you out there to continue possibly on a once a month to really hone in on some of the issues here and helping producers work through these uncertain times. My opening slide, very quickly it went through the team that's working on this and putting this together. And we've had several of our speakers, and I hope it's been true for you, tell us that we've probably solved, or that technically has moved as smoothly as any of the webinars that they've been a part of or seen. The technology isn't perfect yet, but the reason that is because our team operates in the background and makes sure questions are answered, things are taken care of, and help keep me out of trouble, and they can send me little arrows here on the side to make sure I stay on target and don't wander, as us preacher's kids are wont to do sometimes.